Welcome to Be Your Best Self Health Chats, weekly casual conversations about taking health into your own hands. I am your host, Kristen Longacre. This week, we are going to dig into building long-term sustainable habits. But before we talk about how to build those habits, we need to talk about why. We need to focus on long-term habits instead of quick and easy habits. So it's so often to go into a diet and say, I am going to completely overhaul my nutrition this week. I'm going to cut out carbs. I'm going to not eat sugar anymore. I am not going to eat anything processed. I'm going to cut out pop and I'm only going to drink water. And maybe I'll cut coffee out too. Now, all of that sounds great when you're looking at your long-term health. Those all sound like awesome ideas for your long-term health. However, so many of those are not sustainable if you've never done it before. When you dive all in like that, all of a sudden, your body is one, going to be in shock. Two, it's going to start probably throwing some cravings your way. Three, it's going to go into detox mode, especially if you're cutting out carbs and sugar. And four, you're going to be miserable and want to give up by day two, or maybe even by lunchtime on day one. So when you restrict yourself to that extent and make that many changes, your body all of a sudden doesn't know what to do. And your brain is like, wait, I want that. I can't have that. So I want that. So that's why diets are, they tend to be a little rough. And you always hear people say, I'm going to start Monday. I'm going to start over Monday. I'm going to start over Monday. You can start over Monday as many times as you want, but if you're focusing on the short-term goals, you're not going to see that long-term result. So instead of diving all in, we need to look at it from building habits that are sustainable long-term instead of overhauling everything in the short-term. A lot of people will say, well, yeah, building a habit, it's 21 days. If I can stick to this for 21 days, I'm golden for the rest of my life. Have you tried that before? Have you gone through that route before? Did it work? Yes, 21 days sounds like a great number. Sure, if you can make it 3 weeks, you're definitely building a habit. Except on average, it actually takes 66 days to build a habit according to research. So yes, 21 days might be a good starting point for that habit, but if you want to build it long-term, you need to actually give yourself more time, which is why when you're looking at overhauling your entire lifestyle, think about it. Yes, okay, if I can make it 66 days with this overhaul, I'll be great. 66 days is 2 months. That's 8 weeks-ish, give or take a couple days. That's a lot of things to make changes to at once and maintain for that long. And I'm not telling you this to scare you away. I'm telling you this to help you take a different approach to overhauling what is on your plate or off your plate, whatever your habit may be. Yes, some habits may be formed in less than that, and some maybe habits may take longer than that. That's why 66 is just an average. It's not the exact number. Some people are going to see success in a shorter period of time. Some people are going to see success in a longer period of time. The key is that you stick with that habit and continue to build on it day after day after day. So how do we start slow? My favorite way to start building new habits is to actually use already formed habits and build upon them. And this is called habit stacking. It's an awesome, awesome tool that I use with my one-on-one clients. We talk about it in Nutrition Confidence, which is my group program. Habit stacking is such a great way to build new habits and not get overwhelmed by it, because we're going to focus on the little habits that add up to the big habits. So for example, let's pretend your new habit you're going to focus on right now, or one of them, is drinking more water. So you are going to go from drinking, say you're drinking between 32 and 64 ounces of water a day, just depends on the day. And you know it's not quite enough for your body and you want to get it to 96 ounces a day. So that's 3 32-ounce cups. What you can do to help with that habit is instead of waiting until it's lunchtime to start drinking your water. So, you know, by that point, you're 6 cups of coffee in, you're severely dehydrated. Water is the last thing you want. Instead, Take a habit that's already formed. So in this example, we're going to use making your morning cup of coffee and add drinking a cup of water to that. So in our house, what I typically do every day, because I am someone who drinks a lot of water, but I have to start off on a great foot to drink that water, is I drink 32 ounces of water before I get my first cup of coffee. And I do that by doing this. Every night when I am setting out everything I need for the morning, I set an empty tumbler that I use to drink my water next to my coffee pot. So I am going to, while I'm waiting for my coffee pot to get started, I'm going to fill up that tumbler of water and start drinking my water. So the whole time my coffee's making, it's a habit that I formed years ago, because if you know me, you know coffee's first thing I do in the morning. While my coffee is making, I'm going to use that habit to then make me drink water. Does that make sense? So I'm stacking the water drinking habit on top of a habit that I've already formed with coffee. So now, by the time I drink my first cup of coffee, I'm already a fourth of the way to the water goal that I have for the day. Or in the example I gave, that'd be a third of the way. If you drink 32 ounces before you drink your cup of coffee, you're a third of the way done with your water for the day, and it's not even breakfast time. So taking that already formed habit and building upon it is going to make it easier throughout the day for you to think, oh man, I should drink some more water. You're not gonna drink as much coffee, most likely, so you're gonna wanna be thirsty. You're gonna start craving water, and then over time, it's gonna build up. You can do so many things like this. Another one you can do is putting your vitamins next to your toothbrush. So at night when you go to brush your teeth, you have to take your vitamins. Or maybe it's something with a vegetable. Maybe you put your vegetables in your lunch bag the night before with another snack that you know you always eat in the morning. So when you go to grab that snack, you have the two together, eat them at the same time. It's forming that already built habit, taking that already built habit and adding a new habit to form on top of it. Does that make sense? So this is habit stacking. But why does that matter in the long term? So like I said, it takes like 66 days on average to form a habit. So while you are slowly getting into the habit of your new habits, you are then slowly making changes to your health. And if you think about it, by drinking that water every single day at that time, or, you know, taking your vitamins every day at that time, over time, that's going to become ingrained in your brain that this is when I do that. Every morning, I have to drink that water before I have my coffee. Every night, I have to take my vitamins when I brush my teeth. Over time, that's going to become normal to you. And then you can stack another habit on top of it. So maybe it's first you drink the water, then you add on drinking a smoothie with it, or eating a bowl of fruit with your breakfast, or something like that. From there, you are slowly building those new habits, and they're going to become long-term sustainable habits. Instead of, on Monday morning, I'm going to drink a gallon of water. I'm going to cut out my coffee. I'm going to cut out my pop. I'm not going to eat any carbs, and I'm going to do this, 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 and this. That's going to get overwhelming, and you're going to very quickly walk away from it. But these little habits are more manageable. They're easier for you to, over time, change and adjust. Now, I'm not saying if you have a specific thing you need to focus on, like cholesterol, blood sugar, stuff like that, you obviously need to make a little bit more than that, than just changing your morning water routine or whatever your routine is. But again, taking this same concept and applying it there, where can you make adjustments and what habits can you stack on top of other habits to get that long-term result? And now, you don't have to do just one at a time. You can focus between one and four habits at a time. Going all in, I like to kind of avoid sometimes because it can be overwhelming, but if you pick one to four things to focus on at a time, so the vitamins, the water, adding on a vegetable in your lunch, you know, somehow stacking that habit in there with lunchtime. Those are three super easy habits to start with. Those are three habits that over time are going to become normal, and then you can stack something else on there too. While you're making the lunch the night before, maybe you have a vegetable snack while you make it. Does that make sense? Habit stacking. It's a wonderful tool to use, and it can help you build those long-term sustainable habits.